The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.
Last week, I visited my fabulously expensive dental hygienist, whose surgery is next door to an even more fabulously expensive prep school. It was 8:15 in the morning, and big cars were drawing up to deposit little girls. As I looked, I noticed something odd. Last time I passed this school, 6 months earlier, all the cars were driven by women with flashy handbags and smart hair. But last Monday, 3 cars had men in casual clothes at the wheel. Could it be, I wondered, that unemployed bankers are responding to the national wave of unpopularity by trying to make themselves a bit more popular at home? I looked again, and one of the men was a different nationality to the children and appeared to be a chauffeur. The other two, it was hard to tell. Anecdotal evidence from this slim slice of society suggests that unemployment is not having such a favourable effect at all. A few fathers may be putting in occasional appearances at their children's schools, but that's about it. The talk at the school gates is no longer about riches, it's about resentment. One woman reports how she had to ask friends to help look after her children so that she could take her husband out for consoling lunches. Another said that she cajoled and browbeat her unemployed husband into putting his cup in the dishwasher, but when he finally complied, she had to take it out again and put it back in properly. It isn't just that husband and wife are renegotiating the jobs that she used to do when he was at work. It's that there are additional chores that used to be done by the cleaner, who's now been given the sack. I suspect that when the inevitable rush of banking divorces starts, it won't be because wives can no longer afford a new Gucci handbag. It will be chore war instead. As it is, 2/3 of divorces over the age of 40 are initiated by women, and 80% of the arguments they start are about who does what at home. To find out how to do it better, I've been reading a new book called Getting to 50-50, written by 2 American career women, which claims that an equal sharing of the chores solves all problems. You can have a great career, a great marriage. The key is tapping into your best resource, the man you married, the book claims. The idea that a husband is a resource is not something that ever occurred to me. I wonder what poor Jackie Smith, the Home Secretary at the centre of controversy after her husband inadvertently submitted an expenses claim for 2 adult entertainment film rentals, would make of the notion. The book asserts that the way to get to 50-50 is with a spreadsheet. One of the authors felt that she was carrying too much of the domestic load, so she and her husband documented every second each spent on chores. When they saw the result, they laughed and said, "Wow," and everything was easier after that. I've just asked 2 of my friends, who both appear to have great careers and great marriages, if they have got to 50-50. The first said that her husband does more than 50% as he loves cooking. Her main job is to sit down and eat the vast meals he's made, whether she likes it or not. The other friend says she does 105% of the work in her house. Her husband's contribution is minus 5%, as he makes a terrible mess and forgets to pick up the children from drama club. This woman is a formidable manager when at work, and so it's strange that she's failed to motivate her husband to lend a hand. She said she's tried everything, negotiating, sulking, and pep talks. The only thing that worked was having a tantrum. This was very effective in the short term, but in the longer term, the status quo returned, and an even greater tantrum was required the next time. She says she married an alpha male and has come to see that alpha males are not good at doing chores. What they are good at is paying someone else to do chores for them. In my own experience, nothing is more guaranteed to create disharmony than fussing about 50-50. I've just done a little test and asked some couples I know about the division of labour in their houses. In each case, the man says that he does two or three times more than his wife thinks he does. In my household, my husband feels he does 40-60. I think it's more like 10-90. I don't mind him doing 10%. I do mind him thinking it's 40%. A spreadsheet is not going to resolve this, as the weighting of chores is a subjective matter. He places a higher value on taking his sons to cricket than I do. I do a lot of jobs that he doesn't value at all. The trick is not getting towards 50-50. It's to stop counting and to stop minding. Grilling the fish fingers takes 5 minutes. Minding about grilling them takes emotional years. I'm not quite sure how one stops minding, but I do know that getting rid of the cleaner, even when one's back is financially against the wall, is not only unfair on the cleaner, but also the biggest false economy there is. As my friend says, the point of our cleaner is not to do the hoovering. It's to stop me from hating my husband.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin for a new edition of the Capital Ideas Podcast. In unscripted conversations with investment professionals, you'll hear real stories about successes and lessons learned, informed by decades of investment experience. It's your look inside one of the world's largest asset managers. New episodes are available monthly. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Invest 30 minutes in an episode today. Published by American Funds Distributors, Inc.